Welcome to High Plains Public Radio. This is Freddie Gibb. I'm an enrolled member of the Apache Tribe of Oklahoma, and my Indian name is St. Thompa, meaning lead horse in the Kiowa language. I will be your book discussion leader for the 2018 National Book Award finalist, Where the Dead Sit Talking, by Cherokee author Brandon Hobson. As Sequoia progresses in his living situation with the Trouts, he becomes close to Rosemary Blackwell, another young Native American Kiowa girl living in the same foster home as him. Rosemary and Sequoia bond and connect over their shared ancestry in being Native American, living a life without a stable father figure, and even going further to Sequoia emphasizing to Rosemary that, "I can look more like you if I tried harder," and letting her put lipstick on him. Their relationship grows and becomes somewhat of an obsession for Sequoia on Rosemary's behalf. They think alike and are starkly morbid in their definition of life and infatuation with death. Rosemary comes forward and tells Sequoia that she tried to commit suicide twice before they met and arrived at the Trouts. "Tell me what happened. How did you do it? You tried to kill yourself. You wanted to be dead." Death is a reoccurring theme throughout this novel, and Hobson does a great job in providing excellent dialogue. Rosemary's friend, Nora Drake, makes it abundantly clear that she isn't Sequoia's biggest fan. Sequoia's predisposition towards Nora Drake was affirmed by Rosemary stating that she freaking hates him. "In the days that followed, I felt though my hatred for Nora Drake only grew worse. My hatred for the way she talked to me, my hatred for the overall demeanor as it related to everyone else in our house, my hatred for life when I was around her and how I thought about death and other people dying, and the death of my mother and father, Rosemary, and even George. To think of Nora Drake years later in this way is to think of resurrection, a body rising from earth covered in dirt and bugs and sickness." This was the second resurrection analogy from Sequoia, but this time, instead of Rosemary, it's Nora Drake. Rosemary asked Sequoia, "Do you ever think about death?" In which he replied, "I think about other people dying." She replied back, "If you could choose, if you had to die, what way would it be?" "I would die in a fire, or drowning, or suffocation, or being choked to death." In which he responds, "Choking sounds good." She follows up by stating, "I'll just say that there's something weird and wonderful about dying. There's something that moves me deep inside. It's too hard to explain or to understand without actually experiencing it, unless we're there. I think of it as a circle we step inside. We feel something we can't feel right now alive. Maybe inside the circle is a warmth that stimulates you and makes you feel weightless, floating on air without any effort, and there's a light of brightness inside you, like no other light out there that you've ever seen or felt." This theme follows Sequoia in relationship with George as they play a new game in which one of them is an intruder and the other has to kill the intruder by pointing a water gun and shooting them. They took the game seriously and would drastically exaggerate their deaths until George got bored of the game and stopped playing, much to Sequoia's disappointment due to the thrill of being the hunter or the hunted. Death is something that we cannot avoid. Its inevitability is welcomed by the cynics, embraced by elders whose time is near and comes unexpectedly at the worst or best of times. Death does not discriminate on what color your skin is, if you believe in God, or how much money you have in the bank. Death shifts family paradigms, sometimes ruining situations based upon a few materialistic disagreements. The best thing we can do is not let death define us in life today. This is Freddie Gibb.